Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
And right now for Prestige Jayco, lucky enough to be joined on the line by Star Cat Luke Dalhouse following last night's loss to the GWS Giants to the tune of 32 points. It was the Giants 17-3-105, the Cats 11-7-73. Dale Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy in the K-Rock box at the MCG. You've safely made your way back to Victoria.
Yes, just got back. So just got off the bus and, back in Geelong.
There are 32-point losses and there's 32-point losses. I sense there's a bit of optimism despite the result last night. Yeah, sure, you didn't come home with the 4 points, but there was times where you controlled the game of footy and there was times where if things have just gone your way, you might have found yourself back in front after conceding a couple of 2 or 3 goal leads.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think the general feel was that we're on top for a lot of the game. I mean, it's just a couple of silly free kicks and maybe just a little bit fumbly around the contest, which probably cost us. And yeah, probably just didn't convert as good as they did. I mean, they were incredible in front of goal. So yeah, I think if we converted and put some scoreboard pressure on, it could have been a different story.
We've spoken to everybody about how weird it is and the bizarre circumstances we find ourselves playing. How have you individually found the preparation? And did you play that sort of mind game with, well, are we playing, are we not playing?
I guess early in the week it was sort of up in the air. But as soon as we found out, when was it? Well, I think it was Wednesday night. Obviously, we were lucky enough to play on the Saturday. So you probably have that couple of days to sort of prepare. But it definitely was a weird feeling, but you could sort of forget that it was round one of the AFL season. Sort of felt like a little bit of a practice match at times, but you definitely got used to it. As soon as the ball went up, it was game on.
Luke, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us at on K-Rock Footy. What's your favourite hole down there at Bowen Valley? You're a bit of a regular down there. You get the sticks out of the car and launch it round. What do you like down there? You like the front nine or the back nine?
I play the front nine more, but I probably do like the back nine, I reckon.
What's your go-to with your golf game? Do you pull out the driver and it's sort of 320 down the middle, or are you good with the wedges, or what are you good with?
I change, honestly. Every time I go out, I change. I went through a stage recently where it was strictly only teeing off with my 4-iron, but I had a good day with the driver the other day, So I'm back in action, so hopefully I can keep that going.
Do you sneak a few lessons in, or do you just sort of rely on your hand-eye coordination?
I'm a bit of a cheater. I actually go on YouTube and watch some of the lessons on there for free, so a bit easier.
Dude, the old free lessons off YouTube. Goodness, goodness me, we'll have to try and arrange a bit of a session down there at Barn Valley with Brad Lamb. I better ask you a serious footy question. And I know, like, one moment in a game doesn't define it, but just the goal that the GWS got right on the stroke of half time, you'd work so hard to get back in after allowing them to jump out to a bit of a lead. And just, unfortunately, a skill error, and they took the ball down with about 2 seconds remaining to kick that goal. It seemed like it was a real sort of pivotal moment in the footy game.
Yeah, I guess, like I said before, that was just the sort of thing with the night. It was just some mistakes that were so costly, and GWS, they're just so skillful, ball in hand, that they hurt you every time. And, yeah, obviously that was a mistake, but we still went in half-time feeling pretty optimistic about the way we were going. We were playing some really, really good footy and thought they were on top. So, I reckon if you do cut out just some mistakes and some fumbles around the ball, it's a completely different story. But, we'll learn from it, definitely.
Well, one more from me, and we'll get back onto the golf. Who's the worst player at the club?
For golf?
Yeah. We could go footy first and then golf.
I was going to say, that's the last question. I played with Brandon Parfitt recently, and he's pretty poor. Hopefully he's not listening, but he needs a little bit of work.
Okay, and who's how does Cocky hit him? He comes down every now and then, and the College Asney boys?
I haven't played with Cocky, actually, but Cola's quite nice. But probably the best is Hendo, Lockie Henderson. He actually drives off the deck, so
he'd be wearing the plus fours down at somewhere else, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I reckon. He plays at the RACV a fair bit, and he sort of just, no practice swing, drives off the deck. It's quite ridiculous.
Oh, dear. Prestige Jaco, we're speaking footy and golf with Luke Dullhouse. Of course, you can find them Bellarine Highway, Newcombe. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Luke. Sorry, mate. No golf questions from me.
Yeah,
I'm paid to actually ask you some footy questions, so we'll just get back to that for a moment. Hey, mate, you said it. There are a number of things that sort of were a bit costly last night, but I was like you. I thought for a fair bit of the game, you guys actually controlled it and you just couldn't score. What were some of the things you actually liked? We've heard a bit saying, right, we might have, you know, fixed a bit fumbly around the ball and a couple of free kicks. What did you actually like about you and your teammates last night?
I think around the contest we were really good. I mean, our contestant ball was up, and I think the way we sort of kept the ball off them at times, we just built the ball up and sort of made them defend, you know, made their whole team defend and got some real deep entries into some dangerous forwards. And yeah, I just think that it was in our forward half for a long period, and we just didn't convert. So unfortunately, that happens sometimes in footy. And like I said before, just some mistakes, and then they just couldn't miss, to be honest. So yeah, just cost us.
Yeah, look, you're right. And look, no doubt. And you guys will analyse it. And I think Scotty doesn't speak to you straight after the game, does he? Waits for tomorrow or the next day. Is that the way it goes down there?
Yeah. No, he doesn't after a game, so it can be quite good, especially if it's a bad loss.
look, it wasn't. I don't reckon it was a bad loss. I think they're not too bad, the GWS, by the way. We keep that in perspective as well. Hey, we had a few people last night that called in, and they were asking questions that we sort of have to speculate on. And really, they wanted to know, with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, modifications to the training week, are there any? Are the meetings different, or are they the same? And so we thought, we'll wait.
Yep.
We might have you on this morning or this afternoon, and you'll be able to let the Cats fans know what's going on down there.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of things going on. There's a hand sanitizer every time you turn around, play somewhere. We're doing our meetings actually out on the footy field, so on the big screen.
Is that right?
We'll be watching, on the game day. So we all take a knee and just sort of look at the big screen. We're trying to do some certain drills in smaller groups, weights in smaller groups, and we're eating in line division. So obviously back line, midfield and forwards. We all do, our own sort of eating time, so there's not too many people in there. So it's pretty...
You guys would be... Do you have on. To... I was just going to ask you, mate, just with that eating, you guys are a bit flat that you've got Tom Hawkins in your group. Is there anything... Is there enough to go around?
No, not really. It was Big Tommy. He does love a feed, but I'll make sure I get in nice and early and get in before him.
Dull, have you been given any... obviously, right now, you're fixtured to play Gold Coast next Sunday at GMHBA Stadium, and you will play Gold Coast in round two at this stage, but have you been told to prepare potentially that you might be playing them Friday night or Saturday?
No, we have not been there told a thing. It's honestly a day-to-day, even like it's an hour-to-hour sort of thing. It's been quite a bizarre couple of weeks, to be honest. So we've just been told to just prepare for anything, and we sort of have to be pretty flexible mental-wise. So we sort of just have to be ready to play. You know, it could be on a Wednesday. It could be Thursday. It could be a real quick turnaround, because I know we sort of spoke about that they're trying to fit in as many games as possible in the next couple of weeks. So, it's going to be an interesting one. But, yeah, like I said, we have to be flexible.
Luke, I've got another footy question. I know you'll be surprised by that. But the shorter quarters... how did you find the shorter quarters? We heard the other night that Nat Fyfe played the entire last quarter of that game against Essendon. Did you notice any difference? Were you sort of instructed to go harder for longer? How did that play out? And did you feel fresher towards the end of the game?
Yeah, I think it works really well for our team. I think we're a pretty strong inside contested team, and the more breaks and the less the quarters, I think it helps us, because when we do get back on the ground, we're a lot more powerful around the contest and powerful with ball in hand. So I reckon it works to our advantage. But, I definitely felt like that I had a bit more in the tank when it finished. And I know the boys are the same, saying they could, you know, you feel like you could run another couple of Ks. So it's not a bad thing, that trial. I actually don't mind it. I think it works good for the Cats.
So the next question is, Dale, would you, obviously 16 might be a little bit short, but, you know, do we maybe go to 18 and, you know, maybe take 10 or 15 minutes away from the game and, you know, bring that in permanently once we find our traction with where footy's going?
Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely be up for it. You get better quality footy and better ball use, and obviously not everyone's fatigued, and obviously with the rotations that we had, that you get more rotations and you just feel a lot more fresher. So I think for us and for the viewers, it's not a bad idea.
Dale, we really appreciate your time. Always love talking to you on K-Rock Footy. Great to have you in your second season in the navy blue and white hoops, and look forward to seeing you whenever we do see you. At this stage, it is Sunday at GMHBA Stadium, but we just don't know.
Yeah, hopefully it is, boys. Thanks for having me.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.